Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today with some bad news. So, hey, are we headed towards World War III? Very serious question. So let's get into it. Comment on the video, share this video. And today we have a sponsor, and it's Patriot Gold. So I'm at Ruby Park on Ruby Street. And this is a beautiful little spot where you can come down and sit overlooking the ocean, and just absolutely stunning. And park up on PCH, come down here and just be by yourself. I love coming down here when I want to contemplate things. But right now, we had something that was snuck under the radar on Friday night, and it was the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. Was voted upon and snuck in another bill. And what it said was that there is a mandatory selective service registration for adults 18 to 26. Mandatory, which we haven't had since 1972, over 50 years. Now, when I was a child, I will never forget my father one day pulling me aside, and he said, and I mean, I was like under 10, okay? And he said, I have very good news that you won't have to go to war, neither will your brothers, because of something that just happened. Okay? And it took me to go to school in junior high and high school to understand what he was talking about. But it was the selective service and it was the draft. Now, I have zero faith in our politicians right now on both sides. You can sit there and say this side's better than that side. The political party of this channel is the small business person. And we are getting railed. And the complete bullshit that we are being fed right now is a joke, okay? These politicians could not run an illegal taco stand. They couldn't run a garage sale, and they would screw up a birthday party. That's how I feel about both sides right now. I have zero faith in this right now. But when the economy is bad, what has happened throughout history? We've gone to war. That's what you do. Gerald Celente, who I've had on my show a few times, so I should fly out and go visit, you know, Champ himself and have him tell me the same thing, which is when things go bad, they go to war. And that's what's happening. But from a person that has children between 18 and 26, this is going to dramatically affect each and every one of us. So take this seriously. These people are doing nothing to protect your children. They are doing nothing to protect our safety right now. You know, this whole thing is being set up because they can't govern. They can't rule normally. They cannot put things together and say, hey, let's be safe. Let's worry about our environment. No, let's make it mandatory. Now, please understand this. This just does not include men. It also includes your daughters, too. Your daughters could be sent to war right now with this beautiful package that they've come up with. So whether you think that this is serious or not, I think it's very serious. And it was never mandatory. It was selective service. And now, if you don't register, it is a felony, and it gives you a slew of problems that people could have. Now, again, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the military. I have friends that have been lifelong people in the Army and the Navy. And God love these people. And thank you for your service. And they have been great. And they have just done so much to protect us. And I am all for this. I am for the police. I am for firefighters, nurses. I'm for everybody. But this right now is going to be chaos because these are people that are not having our best interest at heart. Seriously, do you think that they want no war? I don't believe that at all. I think that they really want war. And if you don't think that this is serious right now, you have to look at this. Why are we in Ukraine? Oh, because Russia's so bad. Okay. You can give me 40 different reasons. Okay. We have people coming in our border illegally that just walk through and say that they're seeking asylum, but they're being sent around the country. This is chaos. This is absolute governmental chaos right now. Now, we generally don't talk about things like this, but I have so many friends and so many people that have walked up to me in the last 24 hours and said, what is happening? Why did this get slipped through on a Friday night? Well, because of this very reason, guys. They're hoping that you're not going to notice this. But we have to notice this because it's insane right now. It's insane. Remember, we used to sit there and, oh, he's our president. Let's respect him. Those days are done, guys. We don't respect our leaders right now because they have no ability to have any respect. Unrespectable. How about that? Okay? Children being put in harm's way is what I'm worried about. And I want people that want to go to the military, go to the military. I want there to be incentives to have people go to the military where they have a better life, better pay, better benefits for them and their families. That's what I want. But this mandatory thing, why? What is going down? What's going down that you and I don't know about? Because I believe something bad is on the horizon that we're going to see happen to us to make us say, oh, we have to do this. You know what I mean? You know, avoid confrontation is a great way to run life. Stay away from the bad areas. You see the bully, you know, avoid him. Don't provoke him because he's a loser and he'll never amount to anything in life. And, you know, there's certain rules that we have that we try to instill in our children. But right now, what is this? What is this? Tell me. Tell me. Because I'm not buying any of this stuff right now. I'm buying none of it on either side because I don't believe where we're headed is a safe spot. And if you do not prepare for what is coming, okay? Vietnam had a complete internet shutdown late last week. Did you hear about that? Oh, no, you didn't. Okay? Well, maybe a line was cut. Maybe the internet was taken out. Maybe it was just a glitch. Okay? Or maybe it was sabotage. Maybe it was a test to see what would happen if that happened here. What would happen if you can't get to your bank? What would happen if you didn't have your cell phone? You know, you guys sit there and I get people that say, oh, you know, yeah, you talk about those satellite phones. You're a fool if you don't have that. For the amount of money, it's so cheap, you should have one in your house. Because I don't worry about this. I have friends that call me on it. Hey, man, this is really cool that I know if there's a problem, I'll be able to reach you. Okay? But that's that. Okay? Have food in your house. Have food for an extended period of time. Right now. What if you couldn't turn your TV on? What if you couldn't turn your radio on? What if your cell phone didn't work? What would you do? Do you have water? Do you have supplies? Do you have a plan with your family? I do. You know, one of my kids lives halfway across the country and I get to see him tonight for a late Father's Day. But what do you do? 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 Okay? Oh, don't worry. It's all going to go away. It's going to be an election. Everything's going to be fixed. If you believe that, you're kidding yourselves. This thing was voted across party lines to allow this to happen. Okay? And again, the thing about this is that I am totally for people going to the military, more than ever. But this is mandatory, and it's also mandatory in such a way that's very scary that it gives the felonies. It gives you the old Vietnam days of, hey, you better show up or else. Okay? So let me know your thoughts on this stuff, because if you believe that we are not headed towards complete and utter chaos, you're kidding yourself. You're just joking yourself right now. And again, it doesn't matter how much money you have right now. Be prepared. If you are a household of one, make sure you could survive for a very extended period of time on your own. Okay? 30 days, 60 days, longer. I think it should be a year, personally. What's going to happen if the power goes off? Seriously. For a week. What do you think the world would look like? Southern California. What do you think it would look like? 30% of all the homeless in the country are here in California. 30%. 20% of the state lives in complete poverty. Isn't that wild? That's a good stat for you. Now, here's the thing. We also have the largest percentage of billionaires right now. And Ruby Street Park, that's where I just was at. Largest percentage of billionaires. But again, we have a bigger percentage, the largest percentage of very rich and very poor here. What's going to happen when the very poor can't get access to things? What do you think they're going to do during this time? They're just going to talk it out, right? Going to reason with all of us? Come on. We're headed for a serious problem. And they sneak things in and slide it under the sheets, okay? It's the cheating spouse, okay? Oh, he's not going to look at my cell phone bill. He's not going to look at this. He's not going to look at that. Do you know what I mean? It's that type of stuff that they're doing to us right now. So let me know what you think. Is this no big deal? Oh, Dan, be more patriotic. Okay, I will be.
I think, you know.
Okay. Tell me what the answer is. Do you have nieces and nephews? Do you have children? Do you have grandchildren? What about your own kids? You worried about them? Because it's chaos, guys. And our leaders are fools, okay? You know, and don't sit there and understand this. The Democrats, Michigan, Connecticut, Nevada, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, all these different states that voted on this too. So it's kind of surprising, you know what I mean? The people that don't want this stuff had no problem doing this and sending your kids down that slope. So let me know, are we headed there? And is this going to a very, very bad place? Let me know. Want to know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Our national debt is over $34.5 trillion right now, and it is skyrocketing at an astronomical rate every day. The stock market is completely in flux, and you need to get yourself ready with precious metals, because if all hell breaks loose, you're going to be happy that you're going to be in gold and silver. Contact Patriot Gold today, 888-330-1431. Contact them. They sell every type of precious metal that there is. If you'd like to get an IRA or 401k that's loaded with metals, it's the best place to get it. They've been number one rated for 7 years in a row for good reason, because they have the best customer service, the best pricing, and you should contact them today. Do it now before it's too late, guys. Gold is poised to take off. Bob Kudla says that we could easily see $4,000 gold, and the sky's the limit on that. Contact them today, 888-330-1431. Contact them today. Here's a couple finance news items that I wanted to share with you. The first one is Apple. Apple Pay Later is what they called it. That was launched at the end of last year. This allowed people to buy devices up to $1,000 and make four equal payments that were interest-free. That's done. You know, they celebrated this at the end of 2023 and it's already finished. No, pass. And what some experts are saying is this was a sign that people bought products that they weren't happy with. Hey man, I made two payments on this thing and it sucks. Okay, so we'll see what happens. Now they may offer installment financing. They may say they may come up with another alternative, but this is done. The other thing with finance is, you know, medical debt is not supposed to be listed on your credit report anymore. Experian, TRW, all that stuff. Okay, and as far as the free pay socialist advocates, they're saying this isn't enough. We need to get rid of all medical debt. Oh, okay. Again, last time we gave it all this free money, guys, it did nothing but cause inflation. So could you imagine getting rid of all the medical debt? Now, understand this. Buy insurance, guys. Buy health insurance. Get a program that fits into your budget and fits into your lifestyle, or get a job that offers insurance, and you won't have this problem. Because I lived with someone that had insurance and still had millions of dollars in medical debt, which is one reason why we never got married. And in 2023, you can finally bankrupt your medical debt. So go file bankruptcy, but don't have us pay it for you. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Let me know what you think about this stuff. You think Apple's move is a good move or not? You know, again, everything has like an ulterior reason behind it. Let me know. Now the House says that we have the highest risk of war and having a potential terrorist attack on our soil higher than ever right now. So we should prepare. What do they know? What do they know? Okay, now, just a short video today, but I want to bring this up and have you guys understand a couple other things that are going on in the world. Truist Bank, they got hacked to the tune of, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of customers were taken advantage of over the course of October of 2023. They were, had all their data stolen, had everything, and we're just finding out about this now. So here you had a bank that's worth $563 billion, and all their data was at risk. Your data was at risk during this time. So lucky us, we just get to find out about this now. You know, this is ridiculous at this point. Okay? Couple things. Tesla, if you want to buy a Tesla, the cheapest place to do it right now is from Hertz. Hertz is unloading Teslas for under, used Teslas, 2020 to 2023, for under $20,000. Read the article below because it's insane. Seriously. Absolutely insane that you can buy a used Tesla for, you know, $20,000. If that's the car you want, go get it. Go. Why spend more on it right now? Now, couple things. People that live in the Hamptons that are very concerned about security, they're bulletproofing their G-Wagons and their Land Rovers right now and Range Rovers right now. Bulletproofing for the Hamptons. To drive out to the Hamptons because it's so dangerous at the Hamptons. Which is insane, guys. Absolutely nuts. Final story is, don't forget there's very rich people in the world that don't have a care in the world when it comes to money. And there is a place called the Red Horse Market in the Hamptons, and they sell a lobster salad. Sounds great, like an egg salad, chicken salad, shrimp salad, lobster salad. It's $100 a pound right now to get this lobster salad. And if you complain about the price, it's just because you can't afford it. So, you know, it's ridiculous, guys. Again, you're going to see extremely wealthy people and the rest of us. Extremely wealthy people and the rest of us. And they're going to send our kids to war, okay, over this. So, please like the video. Please share this video. Comment. Let me know if I'm wrong, guys. I love hearing that. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. But this, guys, is Looneyville. It's absolutely insane, and what we're seeing is absolutely going to be catastrophic for our children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, your neighbors, everybody. Don't let this happen. Do something about it. Let me know what you think about this. And again, correct me if I am wrong about any of this, okay? I believe military service is fantastic. I believe being a police officer, fireman, or any other branch of our military of service to our government is absolutely great. But to tell these kids they have to do this is crazy right now because they know something's coming. What's coming? Let me know.